Caution. It is important that you consult a physician and a trainer or coach before you begin. You should have a medical checkup before starting any exercise program.
Welcome to the mental approach to hitting. Hitting is a difficult skill to master. It is considered by many to be the most difficult skill in all of sport. A hitter tries to make solid contact with a ball thrown at different rates of speed with movement from different arm angles with only 2/5 of a second to decide if the pitch is a strike or a ball and whether to swing or not. The challenge as a hitting instructor is to have players with a positive mindset in the batter's box that thinks hit, 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 but holds up on a swing if the pitch is out of the strike zone or with less than 2 strikes, the location of the pitch is out of his high productivity zone. This approach affords a hitter an opportunity to hit the ball solidly. This video will explore the prerequisites for a good mental approach, dealing with failure, using the mental game in practice, using a good mental approach in games, and striving to have quality at-bats. A hitter must have confidence. He must have positive thoughts and believe in himself. Using present and past successes as examples can build confidence. It can free the hitter of negative thinking and give him a feeling of invincibility at the plate. When a hitter has confidence, he feels as though he can go to the plate and get a hit every time. A confident hitter is fearless, stress-free, and looks forward to those pressure situations that develop in games. His confidence is buoyed by proper practice. Coaches placing him in fearful situations while working on successful execution and mental training in practice is extremely effective in building the hitter's confidence. Positive coaching also develops a player's confidence. Comments like, "Jimmy, be aggressive, think hit, hit, hit. You have done this successfully in the practice many times, Al. Go get the job done." Players respond well to positive encouragement. Confident players believe in themselves, receive positive coaching, and look forward to pressure game situations. Confidence is the most important part of the mental game. It is the emotional part of knowing you are prepared. Not all players gain confidence easily. They have obstacles in their way, like fear of the unknown or fear of a particular game situation or pitcher. The most common fear, though, is fear of failure. This plagues many players because baseball is a game of failure. Successful hitters make outs 60 to 70% of the time. Fear of failure is real, but it does not give the hitter correct information. Skip Bertman, the famous collegiate coach, used the acronym FALSE, Evidence Appearing Real, when he addressed fear with his teams. He explains that fear tells lies and distorts what is real and what is imagined. This distortion causes the hitter's body to react in a counterproductive way. Fear of failure initiates a rapid heartbeat, an irregular breathing pattern, or perspiration. It tightens the body and clutters a hitter's mind. The hitter needs to look at the fear and identify where it is originating, then defeat it by replacing the false information with real positive thoughts and self-talk that can lead to success. Players who have a fear of failure should remember that even the greatest sluggers failed. Babe Ruth hit 714 home runs, but he also struck out 1,330 times. Babe did not fear striking out. He understood that strikeouts were a part of hitting home runs. The first step in dealing with fear is to acknowledge it and derive its source. Fear originates from many aspects of the game, from striking out, to getting hit by a pitch, to an off-field relationship. It is present and real. A hitter must consider the worst-case scenario that can happen because of this fear. Realizing that that scenario is fixable and not catastrophic, the hitter decides on preventive measures and takes action. Acknowledgement, understanding the source, examining the worst possibilities, and taking action effectively allows the hitter to master his fears. Excellent hitting instructors feel that helping hitters to identify their fears and assisting in relieving them is one of their greatest accomplishments. It is a quality that sets them apart. Coaches, you are capable of doing the same thing for your players. Fear and nervousness have a distinct energy. Coach Berkman describes the nervous energy, butterflies, or adrenaline rush before the big game as your body trying to take your performance to a higher level. Understanding that the very best athletes in the world also deal with this type of energy and that they manage to perform at their best is important information for all athletes. Edwin Moses, the gold medal winning Olympic hurdler, said he felt as though he was being led to his execution before an important race. Dennis Eckersley was known to have an upset stomach and nausea before closing a game from the bullpen for the Oakland Athletics. He turned the energy of fear into positive situations throughout his career and managed to win a Cy Young Award and be named MVP of the American League. The realization that fear and nervousness can lead to success is critical to successful athletic performance. Great athletes turn fear into anger and attack it. They use the energy from fear to defeat their opponents, allowing them to play at a higher level. Positive self-talk is a few positive words or a phrase that moves a player out of a fearful or negative frame of mind into a more conscious, I can do this state. Regardless of the magnitude of the situation, all-time hit leader Pete Rose used a simple self-talk phrase to tell his mind it was now time to hit. Pete would say, "See the ball, hit the ball," as he set himself in the batter's box. Those words kept his mind in the present and did not allow for negative or fearful thoughts. Self-talk is unique to the hitter. It needs to be a statement that frees himself of all outside influences and brings on thoughts related only to hitting. It can be used at any time before or during an at-bat, but is particularly effective in between pitches as the hitter gets into the batter's box. Positive visualization is another technique that can relieve the hitter of fear. It is a picture in the hitter's mind of what he wants to happen as opposed to a fearful or negative vision. The last thought or picture in his mind before an action takes place is the thing that most likely happens. The power of suggestion or imagination is a strong tool in fighting fear and negative thinking. Visualizing what the hitter wants to happen before stepping into the batter's box can lead to positive outcomes. A player's fear may be the result of something that happens away from the field. I had a player who feared facing his parents after games, especially when he did not perform well. They would criticize him, punish him, ridicule him for his poor performances. He was often ridiculed by his parents in front of others. I witnessed this and realized where the player's fear originated and why pressure situations were difficult for him. We had a player-coach meeting, and I helped him to recognize how that fear affected his performance. We discussed the fact that his parents loved him, wanted him to be successful, and how we could help them understand his fear. By the player realizing that his parents cared and wanted him to succeed, but didn't know how to show it, helped him to turn fearful situations into positive ones, thus receiving more positive responses from his parents after the game. I also met with his parents and helped them work through their problem. When they began to love their son unconditionally, regardless of game success, the player began to perform at his absolute best. Parents must be careful not to make baseball a life or death situation. Living through their son's athletic experience causes undue pressure for the athlete. It affects his ability to play at his very best. Love your son unconditionally, regardless of his performance, and allow him to have a positive experience, free from fear of disappointing you. Encourage your son. Do not criticize him. Do not coach him. That is not your job. Fear can be dealt with from a team perspective as well. The coach that works on team chemistry and the importance of supporting one another will help alleviate fear in his players. If a hitter knows that the dugout is full of supporters, regardless of the outcome of his at-bat, it can reduce the fear of failure, give him self-confidence, and lead to future successes. Past performances can lead to fearful situations for players. A hitter must realize that the past cannot affect the present if he doesn't allow it. He cannot let one poor at-bat affect the rest of his game. The hitter has to play one pitch at a time, one at-bat at a time, and one game at a time. A hitter who has a hitting routine is more likely to stay in the present. The hitter with a routine concentrates on a series of personal preparatory actions, allowing him to play one pitch at a time. Outside the batter's box, he visualizes and goes through some preparatory action, then settles into the box using self-talk, and before the pitch, he takes a deep breath and slowly releases it to achieve relaxation. The best concentration can be achieved by sucking a small amount of air in as the pitcher reaches his release point. This sends oxygen to the brain, which increases mental functioning. Staying in the present by using his hitting routine and knowing he has prepared for this at bat through proper practice gives him additional confidence that can overcome fear. Proper practice must include putting the hitter into fearful situations and allowing him to have success. This is an excellent way to rid players of fearful thoughts from past performances. During a game, a hitter must have a way to mentally and emotionally let go of a poor at-bat so that it does not affect the remainder of his present game performance. Sports psychologist Ken Revisa recommends having a battery-operated toilet in the dugout. If a hitter strikes out when he comes back to the dugout, he flushes the at-bat and all the mental and emotional baggage away with it. We have used this method, as did Skip Bertman at LSU for many years, and it has proven to be successful. A coach simply patting a player on the back following a poor at-bat can renew a hitter's resolve and emotionally calm him down. Any of these techniques can be helpful. As a coach, we must be aware of and meet our individual players' needs when they fail or experience fear. Players will experience one of three emotions when they are in a competitive situation: fight, flight, or freeze. Knowing how the individual chooses to handle it allows the coach to combat it. We must allow them their self-expression. A fighter is prepared for battle and wants to be in that situation. He needs little emotional support, but can be overzealous. Therefore, a reminder to use his hitting routine or how the pitcher has pitched him previously could give him the proper focus. These players may show more emotion after a poor at-bat than before or during. For instance, if he fails, he might become angry. The coach allowing an acceptable release of anger without affecting the teammates or the team values shows the player that the coach understands him and his needs. We have a small shed at the end of our dugout and allow the angry player to go into the shed, close the door, and let it loose. We do not allow the throwing of helmets or bats on the field, for example, because that would break team rules. However, some players must have an emotional release if the coach expects him to return prepared to play one pitch at a time. The player choosing a flight response will want to opt out of the situation. He must ask, what is the worst thing that can happen if I fail? Do I think my teammates and coaching staff will support me regardless of the outcome of this at bat? The player must be convinced that the team is behind him and believes in him. The coach may have the team show their support by all holding hands in the dugout as a sign of unity during this player's at bat. Encouraging the player to hang in there is essential. The player who freezes is overwhelmed by the situation. This player may be reminded that we all face difficult situations in life, and especially baseball. Remind the player that the way to deal with pressure at bat is to use his normal hitting routine, visualize success, take a deep breath in between pitches, and use positive self-talk. Again, the team showing and expressing confidence in the player is often effective. Players have a different variety of mental barriers, and they must receive assistance from coaches and teammates if they are expected to overcome them. Player awareness for coaches is paramount to team success. Find the players in practice who are mentally capable of performing in stressful and fearful game situations. Continue drilling those who falter, preparing each player and seeking improvement in team depth. Each player must accept responsibility for his mental game. This begins with accepting responsibility for mental mistakes made on and off the field. Alibis take players out of the present and away from reality. Taking responsibility allows the player to learn from the situation, gain confidence, and become proficient in handling pressure situations. Being responsible also leads to correcting or improving on mental mistakes. A player taking responsibility for his thoughts and actions accepts himself. It makes him feel good and is important to his well-being. It empowers him to take control of his thought process to include what he chooses to think. Choosing to respond to adversity in a positive manner enhances a player's performance. Negative thinking is self-defeating. A player chooses to think positively or negatively. He has the capability to change his thoughts. A positive, responsible thinking player sizes up situations and acts accordingly. If his performance in a game doesn't live up to the player's expectations, then trying to learn from it will assist him in achieving the desired outcome in the future. The responsible player learns from a past experience and moves on to the present. The player's reaction to his performance is critical, and it affects his and possibly his team's performance throughout the game. To whom is a player responsible? Certainly to himself, his teammates, his school or professional organization, and his coaches. Baseball is a game of situations with players relying on one another. A hitter who is called upon to bunt must take the opportunity to responsibly lay it down. Second-guessing the strategy or trying to execute another plan is unacceptable. The player has a job to do and should complete it to the best of his abilities. His best effort to execute the bunt gives his team a chance to win. It reinforces his confidence in himself and the confidence his teammates have in him also. It is the responsible way to support the team effort. Responsibility can be given away. A player may try to make a fellow player or coach responsible for his shortcomings. Harry Dorfman and Carl Kuehl, in their book, The Mental Game of Baseball, say that players thinking, I have to or I must, suggests that the speaker doesn't have a choice in his actions. He is therefore being forced to act in a certain way. I have to be on time. I must hit a certain way. People choose to be on time or choose to hit a certain way because they realize the value of a certain action or wisdom of the hitting instructor. Thinking I want to or I choose to is making a responsible decision. It puts the player into a positive mindset, which allows him to perform the task productively. The last major responsibility for a hitter is to establish a set of goals. Goals are plans for completing tasks that will improve the hitter. When accomplished, they give the hitter confidence and boost his mental game. Gary Mack, in his book, Mind Gym, states that the acronym for goal setting is SMART. S-M-A-R-T. S stands for specific. A player wanting to make a high school team has a specific goal of improving his hitting skills through proper practice. M is for measurable. Every day, I'm going to take 6 swings per set and complete 10 sets, concentrating on proper mechanics. A stands for achievable. The goal is reachable and within the player's control. R is realistic. It is believable. T is for time-bound. There is a target date for completion. Goals should be written down by the player and shared with his coach. Review each player's goals with him. Make sure they are attainable and follow the SMART guidelines. Rewards for achieved goals are always a positive form of coaching and give the player another sense of accomplishment. It shows the player that his coach values his goals and the accomplishments associated with them. James Lohr, author of Mental Toughness, Training for Sports, notes that hockey star Wayne Gretzky believed in meaningful goal setting. It allowed him to focus on playing moment to moment and have fun during his performance. Goals help players stay on task. It gives their efforts meaning and finality. Successful athletes set high standards and gain satisfaction plus confidence when achieving their goals. According to Gary Mack, a mentally tough athlete uses the 4 D's to be successful. They are desire, dedication, determination, and discipline. Desire to be the best possible hitter is important to the mental game. Desire makes a player use his ability to the fullest while developing a willingness to learn from his experiences. Ted Williams' desire was for people to acknowledge him as the greatest hitter who ever lived. He went on to hit .406 in one season and hit .344 for his career. He was known as a student of the game. When the media questioned Williams about what he wanted to accomplish after hitting .406, he said, simply learn more and then keep improving. A hitter with desire is never satisfied with his knowledge. He seeks answers to problems and is persistent in developing his swing. The player learns how to positively deal with his emotions, uses his mental game, and learns from his failures. He is forever searching for new information to improve his game. Positive dedication. Dedication is a hitter's lasting commitment to the principles and practice that make him successful. It is sticking with his plan for success, even through the most difficult circumstances. I visited the California Angels spring training camp during Rod Carew's career. Arrived at the baseball complex about 7 a.m. one morning. It was a few hours before the team actually began their practice. Rod happened to be there hitting, and a rookie pitcher was throwing batting practice to him. Rod was a left-handed hitter, and as he began to work, he was hitting balls to the opposite field. Then took pitches and hit them up the middle, and finally worked on pitches that he wanted to pull. I was thrilled to see a five-time American League batting champion there before all the other players working on his game. It showed the dedication of a champion. Dedication is desire in action. The dedicated player practices the right way, is the last one to leave the field, shows up on off days, and has a willingness to make his weaknesses his strengths. In his book, Winning, Stuart Walker writes, "The mentally tough competitor recognizes that his own high expectations require and justify a high investment of self. Success requires dedication and is justified through that success." Determination is the will to achieve success without concern over the time and effort. It requires self-motivation and a willingness to achieve success. Many athletes want to be successful but lack the commitment for total achievement. The determined hitter sets goals, establishes a plan for success, and follows through until the goals are met. Ted Williams said that hitting is the most difficult skill in all of sport. It requires hard work through proper practice to achieve a player's hitting goals. A determined player practices his physical skills and has the support of a strong mental game. Discipline requires action. It is learning, practicing, and giving an effort when the player doesn't feel like it. Success comes much easier on those days when the hitter is feeling mentally and physically fit. It is a sign of greatness when a player performs well, but is not at the top of his game. Discipline is staying in control under pressure and taking responsibility for your emotions. Disciplined hitters release the negative thoughts and replace them with positive images. The techniques used to develop these principles of discipline will be discussed in greater detail later in the video. Excellent practice leads to excellent game performances. Players must have a certain time each day that signifies it is time to concentrate on baseball. The player leaves all distractions behind. The only thing that is important is practice itself. He begins to develop a routine that is a part of his mental game. He puts his shoes on the same way each day, does the same warm-up, and prepares for every game and practice the same way. He may even eat the same meal at the same time before every night game. His mind and body knows that it is time to give baseball his full attention. Preparing for and practicing correctly gives a player confidence, the discipline and mental approach that he will need to be successful in game situations. The hitter wants to practice a swing that is fundamentally correct. Proper mechanics coupled with proper swing sequence allows him to trust his swing in game situations. Trusting his abilities is an important part of the mental game. The more a hitter develops his swing physically, the more he trusts it in game situations. Ted Williams said that he didn't analyze his swing during a game. He trusted it. And why should you change your swing if you swing and miss? It's only one swing, one pitch, one at bat. The situation requires self-control and the ability to trust your swing while staying positive with yourself. Trust is developed in practice, scrimmages, and games. When a hitter trusts his abilities, he frees himself to be aggressive and confident at the plate. He has that go-for-it attitude that is necessary to achieve success. Practicing the mental game is extremely important. The following practice drills and situations are helpful in developing a strong mental game. In a bullpen practice situation, have the hitter take 5 pitches thrown to him. Let him work on his concentration, seeing the ball out of the pitcher's hand, reading each pitch as it is delivered, and trying to identify the spin are important perception skills. The hitter uses a soft focus first, looking out towards the pitcher, but not focusing on any one thing. Then he hard focuses on the pitcher's release point 2 to 3 seconds before the pitch is delivered. Each hitter wants to concentrate on five pitches at a time because it is more game-like. Rotate the hitters and allow them 4 to 5 opportunities in a practice situation. They must be reminded that they are working on their concentration by seeing the ball come out of the pitcher's hand. Concentration is keeping your mind focused on one task. The task as a whole, or that part of the task that allows you to be successful. Telling the hitter to concentrate on seeing the ball out of the pitcher's hand defines the task. The coach may later want to work on soft focus to hard focus during one series. Timing or when to begin his swing sequence could be another task. The possibilities are endless. Remember, concentration is focusing on one task at a time. Drill number 2 is the dry drill. There is no pitcher or ball involved, only the hitter swinging. He should concentrate on only one swing at a time. He should be aware of how his swing feels to have the body parts working in the proper sequence. He becomes the swing. Concentrating on one particular part of the swing or remaining focused on one swing at a time by staying in the present and not allowing a poor prior swing affect the next swing is the focus of the drill. Allow the hitter to use self-talk and visualization in between swings. Practice his hitting routine and make sure he stays on task. Again, the possibilities are endless. In the early part of the season, have the hitter concentrate on one task and advancing to multiple tasks as the player becomes comfortable and trusts his mental game. Limit the hitter to 5 swings per set, completing as many as 3 sets with rest in between each. Remember, the focus needs to be on one swing at a time. The third drill is used to practice pressure situations. Have a scrimmage or set up a drill to practice pressure situations, especially those that produce fear for players. Talk about the situation and the fears related to it. Remove the false evidence that is associated with the fear by facing it and thinking it through realistically. Help them to develop self-talk that will help them be successful. Keep a chart to show their successes after the drill is complete to build their confidence. Drill 4 involves a college-style batting practice. When using the college style, you must watch each phase of the drill. Place emphasis on focusing on the task at hand, be it running, bunting, or hitting. Keep track of the number of concentrated efforts observed and report the findings to the team. This shows their success plus the value the coach places on their ability to use their mental game in achieving success. Drill 5 is actually a 2 or 3 inning scrimmage. Each inning, the offensive team will begin with players on base to develop offensive and defensive situations. It is a good way to practice execution and observe the team's performance in those situations. After the execution or botched play, help the players analyze their performance and ask them about their thought processes. Often pick out a position player or hitter before the play. Ask him how he is using his mental game in this situation. Structure the drills to use mental practice. Give it equal time with the physical practice and coincide it with your usual hitting drills. Eventually, the mental and physical game become one, working together for greater hitting success. Practicing all phases of the mental game is important. Restructure your favorite drills and invent new ones that can improve a player's mental game. Have competitions and score them to increase practice intensity, making practice more game-like increases the mental involvement of players. Every time a hitter is practicing, he should use his hitting routine. Remember, the hit routine is used before and during each at-bat to mentally prepare the hitter. It tells the hitter's mind that it is time to hit. It involves visualizing success, some type of preparatory action, self-talk, and a relaxation technique. The preparatory action may be adjustment of the batting gloves or adjustment of the grip that the hitter has on the bat. The hitter using his routine during practice at bats establishes it as a part of his mental game. Coaches, be aware of your players' hitting routines. Recognition of these during a player's at bat shows his mental game is being used and the player is trying to stay in the present. A player not using his routine is deviating from his plan and not trusting his mental game. Talking to the player about this after his at-bat will help him prepare for his next at-bat. It also shows the player that you are aware of his mental game and how it is or isn't working. Ken Revisa, in his book, Heads Up Baseball, talks of players checking in with themselves during practices and games. In other words, what is my present state of mind? A bad strike call by an umpire or swing at a bad pitch may send the player's mind racing or bring about a panic response such as rapid breathing. By checking in with himself, the hitter may recognize the response by concentrating on his thoughts and/or emotions. Upon recognition, the hitter can use a relaxation technique he uses in practice to calm himself. The universal one is taking a deep breath and releasing it slowly. Some players may shift their eyes to a certain point in the ballpark as a trigger to check in with themselves, or even to remind themselves to stay calm and in the present. Mr. Revisa says all players have yellow lights. They are actions that cause a player to begin to lose control, or red lights, things that cause players to be out of control. Being aware of and recognizing these actions can assist the player in remaining in control. A relaxation technique can then return the hitter's focus to the goal or mission for that at bat.